In some communities, people can't connect because it's just not culturally acceptable. Our research has found that in developing countries, 25% fewer women than men are connected to the internet. And because of this, I think that the whole world is being robbed of those people's ideas and creativity. So it's not just those folks who are missing out, but we really all are. And you know, if we want to live up to our full potential, we really need an internet where every woman has the right to get connected and get online. So that's an important cultural and social barrier. But the biggest barrier is actually that a lot of people who have never experienced the internet just don't know why they would want it or why it's a useful thing for them. A recent survey that we did shows that 69% of people in India who are not connected, if you ask them why they're not connected, what they say is that they don't know why the internet would be useful for them. So these are all kind of big social barriers. And over the last few years, we've been working towards knocking down each of these big barriers. So now, I also want to talk today about really the last barrier. Today, more than 80% of the content on the internet is in just 10 languages. So for developing countries, especially in Asia and Africa, a lot of the people just aren't well represented online, especially in their local language. But if we want to connect everyone in the world, then we really need to build services that reflect the languages and the way that people speak and communicate.